Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the new Tuolumne County Jail facility had its ribbon cutting about a week ago, the J.H. Dambacker Detention Center, and we're talking with Sheriff Bill Pooley about it on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Sheriff Pooley, can you tell us anything about just looking forward now and what kind of the process will be to eventually move inmates into the new facility?
So it's not just a simple, hey, we're going to move inmates over and we're now going to be in this other building. We have to, and we have been sitting down, writing policies, procedures. The entire flow of the jail is now different, so we have to train on all those different things. So we'll start training next week. We'll have about 3 months worth of training on the facility, and that's, as I talked about earlier, the security systems, the door latches, how they're going to serve the food, how they're going to get inmates from one part of the jail to another, say from a housing unit to the classroom. How are all those procedures going to be done? So it's a completely new way of doing things. And so it takes a lot of training to get the deputies up to speed and make sure that obviously we don't have any escapes or no one gets hurt or assaulted in the process. So we're going to take about 3 months to get all those things done. And then hopefully sometime after the first of the year, we will actually start housing inmates in that location.
For everybody not familiar, you know, how many inmates will you be able to eventually house?
So the facility is designed for a maximum capacity of 230 inmates. At our current facility, we're at a self-imposed cap of 147. So we're going to bring over 150 inmates on day one. And just, again, try to work all the kinks out of the system. Obviously, with COVID, we need to allow for additional space to space folks out. If there is an outbreak, we need to have the space to quarantine folks and make sure that the inmates and the staff are safe. So we're not going to go to full capacity for some time. We need to get the kinks out. COVID obviously plays a huge portion of that, but eventually it will go up.
The current facility with 147 max capacity inmates, has it still recently been for kind of what's been referred to as a revolving door, that you just can't house as many people as you'd like to?
Yes, we are forced to let inmates out on a daily basis. We do it all through a matrix, if you will. We go through all their personal history, and we pick those individuals who are least likely to reoffend, and those folks are released on a daily basis. This new facility will help us stop doing that.
With the construction of the new courthouse next door, will that make it easy for transferring inmates to their court hearings?
Yes. Yeah, so I was told most recently around May they should be opening. Obviously, they're going to have some training and whatnot on their facility. So maybe around June-ish, I hope that they're open. So with the jail being directly adjacent to the courthouse, we can just transfer inmates back and forth. It's going to be less staff time. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to be safer. As you know, right now, we take inmates in a van. We park them outside the courthouse, and we have to walk them through essentially the public. We will no longer be doing that. It will be in a secured area. It'll go directly into their sally port and their holding cells at the new courthouse. So it's going to be a much safer process, much more efficient process for everyone involved.
You know, over the next few months, as you mentioned, as the inmates start to begin to go to the new facility, you know, the administration of the sheriff's office, is that still staying downtown or does that go over to the jail?
Yes, yeah, so the administration or my office will stay here. Our records division will stay here as well as dispatch. So only the jail is moving to the new facility.
Talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Anything else about the new facility that's unique? I guess one thing I may ask about is, you know, at the current facility, I remember a tour many years ago, and on the roof there was an area for people, inmates, to go outside and recreate. Is there something similar at the new jail?
There is, but it's a much more efficient design. So let me try to describe this over the phone here. We have housing units that share an adjacent outdoor recreation yard. Where the facility we're in now, we have to take inmates from their housing unit, march them up the stairs, maybe five at a time, two deputies escorting them back and forth. A lot of very manpower intensive. Now just through electronics, we can pop the door and they can go outside, use the yard. We can get on the PA system. Okay, your time's up. It's time to leave. You go back into your housing unit. We close the door, and then we just pop the next door and let the next housing unit. So it's a much more efficient building. It'll be much more manpower efficient.
I assume men and women are separated at the new facility?
Yes, they will be separated, obviously. We have a total of 8 different housing units, and obviously the males and females will be kept separated.
And then is there a locker room space as well for staff in case anything happens that they need to change and that type of thing?
Yeah, so that's a big improvement for staff. Our current locker room is in the basement of the old jail. It leaks. There's actually a 55-gallon bucket that water leaks into, sewage leaks into, gray water, if you will. And the lockers are old, dilapidated. It's just very damp, dingy, and it's not a great place to be. Having a new locker room with showers, so if our folks are contaminated, let's say an inmate throws urine on one of our staff members, they can go directly into the shower, get decontaminated, and get a fresh change of clothes and things like that. We don't have the ability to do that right now.
Anything else unique about the new facility as compared to the old one that I haven't asked you about yet?
We're going to implement a lot of new things for the inmates. We'll have Wi-Fi. So when we talk about giving or the ability to give lessons on any number of things to the inmates, they can do it on an iPad. We can, if the whole system is set up to curb behavior. So when you first come into our facility, you'll be in a two-person cell. You won't get to move around that much. If you get into a program, you'll go into more of a dorm setting where you have more ability to move around and visit with folks. And if you continue to behave and do the right things and you're in the programs, you have the ability to have an iPad with, we can let them watch movies, we can let them listen to music, those types of things. So it's all about curbing behavior. The entire building and the entire system is set up to curb their behavior and get them into programs.
How about the cells? Will that be for a single inmate or could there be multiple inmates in the cells?
Depending. So most of the facility is set up as two-person cells with a common day room. In other words, they can eat and watch television in the day room, but they're housed two to a cell. And then in the program dorm, they have a dorm room for programmed individuals. There's 16 persons to a room. The doors are left open. They can come and go as they please. So there is two types of housing for the facility.
When the inmates receive their food, do they do that collectively together, or does it go to the cells? How does that work?
So all the food will be cooked, obviously, in the kitchen. It's put into carts, and then those carts are taken around to the different housing units, and the food is passed out.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley, getting us up to speed on everything related to the new Tuolumne County Jail, the J.H. Dambacher Detention Facility. Our final segment of Motherlode Views is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.